He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. The Apostle Paul says Christ is faithful to keep saints holy. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23-24. The Apostle Peter says, if you're saved, you are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1, 4-5. Paul connected predestination with glorification. Those God predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Romans 8:30. He says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. All this is consistent with Christ's promise. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. John 10:28. Does this mean saints have nothing to do with growing in holiness? As Paul said in the King James Version, God forbid. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:1-18.